This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reiterated that Naxalism will be completely eradicated from the country by March the 31st next year, and CRPF Jawans will play the most important role in this. The Home Minister was addressing the function of the 86th Foundation Day of CRPF in Neemuch, Madhya Pradesh this morning. Mr. Shah said the country's resolve to completely get rid of Naxalism will be fulfilled on the strength of their indomitable courage. He said the soldiers of Cobra Battalion are doing unprecedented work in making the country Naxal-free.
चाहे कश्मीर की वादियों में आतंकवाद फैलाने वाले नापाक इरादे रखने वाले आतंकियों के सामने जूझना हो, चाहे पूर्वोत्तर में शांति प्रस्तापित करने के लिए हमेशा तैनात रहना हो, और सबसे बड़ी बात पशुपति टू तिरुपति का एक हौसला रखने वाले दुर्दांत नक्सलियों को आज चार जिलों में सिमट कर रख देना, इस सारे कारनामों में हमारे सीआरपीएफ के जवानों का बहुत बड़ा योगदान है.
The Home Minister praised the families of all the martyred CRPF Jawans. He said the contribution of the families of the martyrs is incomparable in making the country strong and prosperous. On the occasion, the Home Minister inspected the parade, honoured the Jawans with gallantry awards and paid tribute at the Shaheed Sthal. The Supreme Court will resume hearing today on the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 after the Centre requested more time to respond to three key questions raised by the bench yesterday. The three-judge bench of Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, Justices P.V. Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan yesterday paused its planned interim order while hearing a batch of petitions challenging the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The court asked Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the centre, on how Waqf by user can be disallowed as many will not have requisite documents to get such Waqfs registered. CJI Khanna also expressed concern over the violence that has broken out in West Bengal against the amendments to the Waqf Act. In West Bengal, leader of opposition, Shubhendu Adhikari of the BJP, has demanded an NIA investigation in the Murshidabad violence case. The party also demanded compensation for those who were affected by the violence over the Waqf Amendment Act. BJP State President Sukanta Mojumdar said the houses and shops which were damaged in the violence should be repaired by the state government. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is questioning Robert Vadra, the husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, for the third consecutive day today in connection with a money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. He is being questioned at the ED office in New Delhi. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said India's defence sector is moving ahead on the path of self-reliance and is also strengthening its potential of defence exports in the world. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Defence Conclave Force of the Future in New Delhi, he said that the primary focus of the government is to enhance the capabilities of the defence sector. In Bihar, a crucial meeting of the RJD Congress-led Grand Alliance in view of the upcoming state assembly elections will be held in Patna this afternoon. All six constituents of the opposition alliance will attend the meeting convened at the RJD office. Our correspondent reports, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, Congress State in Charge, Krishna Alavaru, Bihar Pradesh Congress Committee President, Rajesh Kumar and senior leaders of left parties and Vikas Shil Insan Party will attend the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to former Prime Minister Chandrasekhar on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Chandrasekhar ji always kept national interest paramount in his politics. Domestic benchmark indices are trading higher today, driven by mixed global cues. Markets initially opened on a slightly weaker note, with the Sensex dipping by 76 points and the Nifty opening at 23,401. However, in noon trade, the markets rebounded significantly. The Sensex surged by 586 points to reach 77,631, while Nifty 50 climbed more than 0.5% to 23,000. 590. And with that, we end this news bulletin.